Welcome to Who Said That with Sandy and Cade.
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
The podcast where we drill down on the 5 W's and 1 H of pop culture and lifestyle in and around South Africa. This week we're talking about a range of topics, starting from dating to the infamous social media topic of Thabo Bester and Bad Bunny. And you may be wondering how these things are interlinked, but we're definitely going to get into it. So let's get into this week's episode titled Don't Send Men Voice Notes. And this is inspired by the recent story where Bad Bunny, the American musician, where else is he from? I actually don't remember. But
Latino.
But I mean, that's like wide all over the world.
No, he's
Puerto
American.
Rican. He's Puerto Rican. The Puerto Rican musician is being sued for $40 million for unconsensual use of a voice note. But before we get into it, my name is Kay Salisha and I am back this week after a very, very welcome break traveling South Africa.
Must be nice.
And I'm back to co-host with Sandy, who is unfortunately leaving us. And this week again, we have a returning guest in the form of the print lifestyle editor at The Citizen, Tammy Gwazi. Hope I said that properly.
How's it?
So guys, speaking of Bad Bunny, according to entrepreneur.com, the artist who is the most streamed artist on Spotify for the period 2020 to 2022, that's 2 years running, he is strong, is being sued by his ex-girlfriend, who's accusing him of using audio recordings from voice notes that she left him on two of his hit songs. His government name is Bernito Martinez Ocasio, and he's being sued by a lady named Carlys de la Cruz Hernandez in the court of Puerto Rico for using her catchphrase Bad Baby Bunny in a voiceover sample on his 2017 song Patty and last year's Dos Mills. That's two hit songs where he used her voice note. And have you ever been used in a voice note by an ex? And is it something that people should now be mindful of when they're dating creatives? Like, do you send things with like just the knowledge that you might end up in a project, or should these people cover their butts with paperwork?
I think they need to cover their butts with paperwork, because I think as an artist, you're going to be well aware, especially if your relationship ended in bad terms. Like, just cover your bases. Just tell your ex, like, hey, can I use your voice note just to avoid a lawsuit? Because now, of course, you're going to pay out, especially if you didn't get permission from the person. I think record labels usually cover their bases with that. Mm-hmm. They would tell you this, this, and that. I'm not sure if Bad Bunny is signed to a big record label or if he's an independent, but that's just like lawsuits 101. You know?
He is signed to a label called Remus Entertainment. I've actually never heard of them. It might be his own company.
But they're
listed as defendants in the case.
It's like lawsuit 101. Like, you cannot use people's audio or messages without, you know, making sure that they're aware of it. Like, of course I'm going to sue you. Like, even if our relationship didn't go to good terms, I'm going to sue you for money. I'm going to want that money. Like, mm-hmm. you're breaking records on YouTube, on Spotify. You're earning millions from that just alone. So, yeah, I'm going to want my money.
You know, some guys actually just think, you know, you're going to let it slide. You loved him.
No.
That's not a thing.
No, no. Women are bitter. Women are very bitter.
Well, what about you, Tammy? Have you ever, do we know you from a rap song? What's happening?
Hey, I was used this week, in fact. I'm now joining the lives of the rich and not so famous, you know. I was recently used on a podcast from a conversation, a private conversation that I had with someone. He didn't mention my name because I think that would have been detrimental to his life in general. But he did mention the things that I said. And it's interesting how he edited it to sound a certain way, which is another dangerous thing about this, because we're not sure the emotional impact of what Bad Bunny's girlfriend was going through when she sent those messages. Because let's say she was calling him Bad Bunny, talking about something he did like cheating, and then guy just goes and turns it into a song. So yeah, this week I was the subject of a podcast, and it will be interesting how that turns out. Although the person who did it thinks it's amusing and I entertained it, I don't think it's the way to go in life. So he's the subject of this podcast. Mm.
So before we go into it, let's actually let people hear slightly what was said about Tammy. So it's not the whole conversation, guys, but just hear what had a lot of people in stitches.
Either on my phone or social media. I don't remember the last. I had an argument with some girl. Actually, let me not call her some girl. Shoo, the disrespect. Mm. To one of the news
editors. The feminist will come.
that was disrespectful. Mm. She's actually one of the editors for one of the big newspapers, like South Africa. And we were speaking about when we just announced that we had a new vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, should I send you the newspaper? And I was like, what are you going to send me the newspaper for? You think I'm going to sit down and open the paper and...
Well, look, I think the good thing about this is we are promoting our publication. So, guys, get a newspaper.
So, you said that the conversation that was had was not what was presented on there.
Not at all.
So, why should people in media, in radio, podcast, I do not care what platform, why should they read newspapers? And why does this gentleman think that papers are... dead.
This gentleman believes that social media is news and newspapers are not news. Now, the sad thing is we are credible sources of news because our news is researched, we interview the subject, and we're going somewhere with it. See, social media, as we know, is people's opinions. It's very, very subjective, and anyone can make up anything on any topic, and it can trend. So I do get very concerned when somebody thinks that reading the newspaper is the Gestapo, or it is some form of propaganda, because where do you think we are getting our news? We're going directly to the source. We're putting our lives in danger at times. We're risking getting slapped in public by celebrities to talk to them and ask them, is this the truth? And then you go on Twitter and somebody who's sitting in his house, doesn't have anything to do, is tweeting and lying, and he's an egg as a meme. So as a profile pic. So I think really it is important to read the newspaper, guys.
It definitely is.
It is. But I also think people just, newspapers in general have gotten a bad rap from younger generations and also the likes of Twitter fingers because they think we can't do journalism. But if you bought a newspaper, you would find out that we can, you know, do or write a story from scratch.
The funniest part is all these people in my life, including him.
Mm-hmm.
If a story drops on Twitter, I get at least 30 calls. The night that AKA was assassinated, let's put it that way, I got at least 30 calls from people, is it true? So if you don't think I'm a credible news source, why are you calling me?
Mm.
Why don't you go and ask on Twitter, is it true? Ask the people you know on Twitter. Clearly, I don't know what I'm doing. So there we go. When you want to know the truth, someone even said to me, I only believe it if you say it, because they know that we are credible.
Mm. So moving on to our next topic, but on still the conversation of getting to know people, when speaking to them with a view to either perhaps moving on romantically or deciding to dead the conversation, what would each of you say are the top three things that make you either kind of cringe or come up as a... not in the violent sense, but as a red flag when you're getting to know someone. And I'll give an example.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I see you out or if we're going on a date as a man and your taste in shoes is not proper,
mm-hmm.
I've just found that people with good taste in shoes generally have good taste across the board. So if you don't have good shoes on, it's a red flag. Another thing that I do find is a red flag, if you don't read. That, to me, is very concerning. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was once, you know, in the getting to know stages of someone, and he had taken me out. He had set the tone. It was beautiful. Sitting at a country club, front of the fireplace of the country club of this place, and we're getting to know each other. And so far, this guy, he was winning. And then he says to me, I don't read a book that's more than 150 pages. And I was like...
But most of them are over 100 pages.
So I'm like, what are you reading? Pamphlets?
Initially.
And then he just said he does not have the attention span for it. So I was like, have you never read like bios of a person? Have you never read fictional books? And he said, nope, he has no interest because they're too long and he is not into that. So that to me was a red flag. And another red flag for me is gentlemen who are too into social media narratives. So if we go on a date and you're like, oh, you ordered a Cosmopolitan, you're a slay queen. Like, even as a joke, don't say that. It's not cute. So what are your red flags, ladies?
I mean, I think mine is definitely the social media male figures. Like if you followed Kevin Samuels or
Abo high value men.
High value men. Oh, that one who was arrested recently for human trafficking, Andrew Tate lives. Mm-hmm. If you quote Andrew Tate, like the date is over. Like we are not, there's nothing happening. You're getting blocked. There's no more discussion mm-hmm. that's going forward. Like all these problematic, toxic male podcasters that you deem are the savior of masculinity. Mm-hmm. We are not dating. We are not going forward. We are not going anywhere. I cannot stand men like that, especially that logic. The way they talk is frightening. It is absolutely
misogynistic.
So misogynistic. They think, you know, they're the end all of be all of, mm-hmm. you know, humanity. So I don't want a man like that. Also men who judge you from what you eat. Cause it's, I don't know what it is, but men need to, let me drag black men. But black men
going
need
going out on a bang, I see.
Like, y'all need to move away from opap and put in nyama and stew and what do I, and then when you take me out on a date and I order something and you are like, what is this? What is this ceviche? What is this? What is it? Wellington? And like, and it's like the most simplest things. And you're just like, it's a ceviche. It's just fish. It is raw. It's a starter. Mm-hmm. It's not that deep. It's a Wellington. It's a beef pie. You know, it's like certain things where immediately people perceive you as quote unquote the bougie girl. Mm-hmm. The one who's already expensive. Oh no, I can't take this girl. She's going to be too expensive, too much of an upkeep for me. So once a man already thinks that you, girl, like, what, how you are and how you present yourself, mm-hmm. just, like, men have this thing to, like, lower your standards. Like, immediately when they meet you, they're like, this is what I can do, and don't expect so and so and so. Something that men need to stop, because it's not an attractive thing.
Yeah.
To completely tell me, like, oh, no, you have too high of expectations. Oh, no, only 1% of men earn this, and don't know. Like, don't tell me I don't deserve the princess treatment. Because women do come with a table.
Yes.
Like, we don't just come with our little chairs now. We come with the whole table these days, okay? We bring so much.
We are the table.
Exactly. We bring so much. So don't tell me what do I bring is cooking and cleaning. No. Some of us have our own careers. Like, we look after ourselves and we want someone that who can carry that. So, yeah, that's my thing.
I absolutely love that. And in your experience?
I do not like dirty shoes. If you are going to wear sneakers, I'm not going to judge what you're wearing, but if you are going to wear sneakers, they better not be dirty.
Yes.
Then let's just forget about it. Like, I don't like dirty men. That means to me you just don't love yourself. And I don't like men who smell bad. I don't like men who think that Axe is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to smell like something that I would like to put my chest on and squeeze. So if you're not using any form of cologne, it's done. It's chai. It's not going to happen. Leave me alone.
Not but the Axe. Who still no, uses Axe?
You'd be surprised, girl. You'd be surprised.
But my main thing is I'm in love with nerds. I love nerds. So like you said, I love a man who reads. And if you can't talk about, and I'm not saying we must have a giant debate, but if you have difficulty with current issues on a date, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, because we can talk about gossip and celebrity, because a lot of men, especially in what we do, they find out what you do and they want to talk about, so did so-and-so do this, did so-and-so? Yes, but come on, that can't be the basis of our relationship. Let's talk about what's really happening in life. If you don't know, and I'm not saying you need to work for the World Health Organization or you need to be on their pages, but if you don't know what's happening in Turkey or what happened in China, really, there's nowhere for me and you to go. Current affairs is extremely important to me. A man with a mind. And, oh, the fourth one, no social media men. If you are a social media man, I don't mind if you're a politician or in politics, because then you know something. But these content creators, my drink comes. You want to snap my drink? Wait, don't eat. Don't eat. I want to take a picture of your shoes. Oh, you're wearing these shoes. Oh, let's take a picture of your shoes. Or you snap me. Oh, the weirdest one, these men that snap you when you're sleeping.
Oh absolute no. That what is that about? Just, I know so it's been creepy. Painted as romantic, but it's not.
It is stalkerish. Yeah. Stop taking pictures of me when I'm sleeping. Stop taking pictures of me if I'm cooking and trying to show people that, oh, she's not just an editor, she cooks. Don't do that.
Another thing I don't think a lot of people think about, which goes back to what Sandy said, is that people men always want a partner, female partner, if they're in a hetero relationship. Mm-hmm. They want a female partner who's going to be a reflection of them. Men never think, or in most of them, let me not make absolutes because I know people are going to jump down my throat. The majority of men don't think, how am I going to represent my partner out there in the mm-hmm. world? And I say that, like both of you said, you're career women. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to where you are just playing games. You've built a reputation mm-hmm. and that partner is an extension of your reputation. Mm-hmm. So you can't be in a gala dinner room with the Reserve Bank governor and the president of Belgium who's doing a tour and have an influencer social media.
And you're telling me you don't read newspapers.
And oh having a gosh. Type who... Number one, thinks it's cute to shout at Lisetsa Kanyako about the repo rate. Or B, doesn't even know
what the repo rate is
and how it affects him. So they don't think about things like that. And in the worst case scenario, having a partner like Thabo Bester, who is now become a reflection of Dr. Nandipa. And over the past 2 weeks, we've watched in real time how this woman built a brand and an image for herself. Like people loved her. They trusted her. They had goals to be treated by her, and now she's been reduced to basically what people are colloquially calling on social media iskebengu, a criminal, a thug, because of her association to this man and his crimes. Sadly, it's been coming out bit by bit that she was doing crimes of her own, but just it's a reflection to the point where people are now asking, like, is she okay? Is she normal? What's wrong with her? So it doesn't necessarily always just go down to the superficial stuff, but these things that we've mentioned, they matter in the long run, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Because if you look at Dr. Nandipa is very, like, socially she's, like, upper class.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a career rooted. She's got a family. She's a beautiful woman. Her career is going amazing. Her business is going amazing. Like, why would she stoop to a level to see a guy like Thabo Bester? Because I don't think he was rolling in a BM or in a Mercedes when he met her, because we don't know if they met before he was in prison mm-hmm. or after. The timelines aren't really clear, but he didn't present himself as a man of stature. And that's the type of man you would probably associate with Dr. Nandipa, is a man of stature, someone who comes from a different background. But then
the man who she had children with is exactly. the kind of man you'd associate her
with.
Exactly.
So now
you know?
Why go for a rapist, convicted rapist, murderer?
You almost want to shake her and say, Nandipa, wake up.
Literally.
Like, what is going on? But, you know, there was something, it's very mean, but someone on social media said maybe she was sitting at a point in life where she was just desperate to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And Thabo was offering a love that no one had offered her before, which is mm-hmm. weird.
Mm.
And he didn't pay attention to the doctor title, whatever. He just was loving her and she felt loved. And she was like, okay, I've never felt loved. Because what could it be?
And a lot of people have actually spoken about people who knew him, the celebrities, people on social media who had run-ins with him. I'm not saying I get it, but I'm just curious as to what it could be. People are saying he was charming.
Charismatic.
And a lot of people have been saying that. I mean, when the story first broke, I don't know if it was about 2 weeks ago, just under 2 weeks ago, it was girls in Cape Town, a real estate agent who says she had a date with him and only realized after the fact who he was. Another one who said she also had like a date with him and didn't realize, and said that the reason they, in the first instance, gave him their number was that he was charming and all that jazz. And then the one lady who said she had a sexual encounter with him, that things were going all right, and then it just got really dark really quickly. Like,
but the general traits of serial killers and serial rapists and those types of people, they, the Ted Bundys of the world, they are described as charismatic.
Yes.
They are described as the quiet guy who sits in the room, he listens, he pays attention. He's paying attention because he's thinking how he's going to dismember
mysterious
you.
Mysterious and charming.
Yes,
and
he's thinking, how am I going to chop these toes up? I mean, yeah, so.
And I mean, yeah, you think of what you just said, I'm thinking about it with the lady who, the real estate agent who said she had a run-in with him. I think she's deleted her tweets now, but she said she was on a solo date by herself in Cape Town. She's a real estate agent. She's used to making money and being around high net worth individuals. And she was at a fancy restaurant. And this man from across the room said to the waiter, cover her bill. And I know a lot of women crave for that kind of encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just creepy to think how indicators like that to you are like, okay, we're in the clear. I can trust this guy. And you don't know that you're dealing with the actual Facebook rapist, a convicted murderer. So yeah, that stuff is quite crazy.
It's these high value men following types.
Yes.
I'm sure he was subscribing to some silly podcast on this is what a man should be, high value Andrew Tate types. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the amount of women that Andrew Tate and what's his name? I don't even want to remember his name. Him.
R.I.P.
The amount of women they were able to get, yet they were slightly psychotic.
Mm. Mm.
Andrew still seems a bit not okay, was shocking. It's these high value men, quote unquote, types.
Yeah. And there's like actually a recent interview during the rounds. It's a clip from a 20-minute video recorded by a police profiler. We're going to have the full video up on the, or the full clip up on the Citizen YouTube, which you guys can go watch. But I'm just going to play a slight clip for you guys, which people are now using. And the question that that's posted with this video is, this is the man that she chose. Like, what was going through her mind? And when you listen to this video, it's him speaking about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way he's speaking about it is a lot. But let me stop talking and play a little bit of it for you. I'm going to cut it and then we're going to get back into our conversation. But just take a listen.
I'm not somebody that you should worry about leaving a woman in one room with me that I'll rape.
Mm.
And I feel that my rapes, especially the rape, because the murder, I feel that it was just the pure, we fight over a knife, somebody gets stabbed in the process, and it was not... If I wanted to stab her, I could have killed her in Durban. I could have killed her the first night we got to Cape Town. So that was not my intentions at all.
Mm.
If I wanted to kill her, I could have got her into Mthatha, where there's much less people, and got her into a bush B&B there, killed her there. So my intentions was never to kill anyone. My intentions were, with her, was straightforward. I liked her. And things got twisted whenever they got twisted, and we had a fight. The knife got out of hand, she got stabbed, I got stabbed in the process. I tried to stop it. And there's no one in this world with two rape cases and there's a knife involved and I'm wanted by cops. If I went to the cops and said we had a fight, she got stabbed in the process, no one was going to believe me.
So that's just a brief clip of him speaking to a police profiler about what he did. And what he did was no secret.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been just wondering, like, if she ever gets caught or if she ever emerges, the interview with Dr. Nandi is going to be one of the most explosive things we've ever seen, because people just want to know why, what happened, what was going through your mind.
This may be a very dumb comment, but like, I get zero charm and charisma from this man. Like, all the videos, pictures that have come out, I'm just like, what is it that you see in them? Like, he's not even a good-looking man. That's my thing.
The crazy part is a lot of people are saying the opposite of what you just said on social media. Some people have said he's actually good-looking, which...
Aww. He's not a bad-looking guy. He is a good-looking guy. The thing is, what he just said, he just contradicted himself. He said, I'm not someone you'd leave in a room with your partner and I would rape her. And then he goes on to describe a murder very clinically.
Yeah.
As if he was just chopping up a piece of chicken in the
And even the words that he used, the knife got out of hand. She got stabbed.
So
Who stabbed her?
How does a knife get out of hand? It's
an
object.
So the knife is is personified now and it becomes a human.
Yeah.
So this man, in the back of his mind, he does these things, but it's not him. So when he rapes someone, the fact that he says, I'm not someone who would rape someone, but you've been accused of raping 50 people.
No, not even that. He even said, my rapes. So he knows.
Like, so he knows they're his.
Yeah, my rapes.
But I mean, then he's not disturbing. Someone who would rape someone. Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're never going to have answers. And I mean, with something coming out every day about the saga, like, I don't even know when it's going to end or where it's going to end. It just keeps getting more explosive as the days go by. But
Netflix,
we will be...
better do justice on this, because I'm just saying.
I'm all for Netflix, but I'd like to ask, where's Ronald LaMula in all of this?
I mean, he had a briefing this morning, but he didn't speak about it. But there was I don't know if it was him in this morning's briefing where they announced that the prison warder or somebody, the person who was in head of the head of the prison, has been removed from his position because he let the security and the protocol and everything in the prison get out of hand.
Yes.
And they only announced today
that
they've announced a search team to go look for this man. Like, he's probably long gone, new identity,
so
changed facial features.
He could be in Angola somewhere because
pretty
he
much.
Does have an Angolan look about him. He could be in Angola living it up on the beach and someone's only been sent, oh, by the way, where's Beggy Cele and his hat? When are they going to appear?
If someone gets found dead at a crime scene, I disbelieve he's probably going to pitch up there in his jumpsuit.
First one day on the scene.
So the concerning thing is the public seems to care more about the case than the actual police.
Pretty much, unfortunately. And that's the tone we've been getting about this since the story first broke on Ground Up News, which people have been like commending for breaking the story, because without them, we wouldn't have known about this.
Yep. And this goes back full circle to when we started. The importance of journalism that is credible.
Mm.
I am actually going to end the conversation on that very wonderful note. So for these and other stories, please do head to citizen.co.za. But before we officially go, this is Sandy's last show. I might just cry, but
please don't.
You are going on to greener pastures. You sold your soul. You left the passion of journalism for the money.
For the real money.
Of corporate. And we're definitely going to miss you, but what would you like to leave our podcast listeners with?
I'm okay, because now I'm crying.
You can cry. It's fine. You're a great teammate.
Judgment
we're going to have an official farewell for you tomorrow. I'm going to write you the best LinkedIn recommendation ever because I'm going to miss you as a teammate. But
I'm going to miss you guys too.
Say a little something to the people. Miss your voice.
This was really fun. I really enjoyed it. It was very something we fought back whether or not we wanted to do it, but we did do it in the end, and I'm happy we did. I'm happy I did it with you, Kay.
Happy to have started this with you.
Yeah, because we've become close friends, and I actually wish this was kind of radio, because I actually would love to know what people who listen to the show think, even though we do get comments here and there, and people thinking we're going to be sued one day, but I think if you guys get in a suit, I'll be there supporting you in the court, you know, be like, yes, girl, who said that? But it's been really a good learning curve. It's been something that I enjoyed. And I actually only appreciate now. I don't know what it is. Anytime, like, things chapter close, it's when you realize, like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Like, this was actually a great opportunity and a great moment. And I can't stop crying because I'm going to be a mess on Friday.
Well, thank you for sharing your talents with us. If you guys would like to drop some comments, please do drop them on the IONO website or citizen.co.za. And you can actually check out the Citizen Lifestyle social media channels. We're at City Life across the board. Some of them have an underscore, some of them don't. We are also on All for Women SA across the board, as well as the Citizen. So you can find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and let us know what you think about the podcast. Bye.